Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, as you heard, Katie is going to be heading off at the end of the week to Chicago looking for love.
Yeah.
Which is funny. It's the total opposite of this dating trend right now. They're calling it the zip coding dating trend. They say the main meaning of this is you are literally limiting your dating pool to people within your zip code.
Oh.
So you want to date somebody incredibly local to you. You want to live close enough to grab a coffee or swing in for takeout and get right to their house without hitting traffic. The idea for zip code dating is convenience and connection. Boom, you're right within the bubble. Same grocery store, same dentist, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, they say it is kind of bad because you are not dating people outside of your comfort zone, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same people in your same economic class and
yeah.
same
Don't you
stories,
want
same
You'll
you know,
be agreeing
schools,
with everything,
same
though.
Church. Like, they say it's kind of nice to step out of that zone because you're meeting new people and expanding your ideas and opening your mind. And that they're just trying to put something negative on this.
I've met new people.
Well,
I don't like
I'm with you, Josh. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't need to date somebody.
You'll find someone that you agree with everything for most things. Like, right off the bat, why wouldn't you want that?
It would make it so much more simple.
Yeah.
So I've done that. I mean, like, Katie, we know where you're going this weekend, but like, I have done the thing where I've dated the person who lived in like Arvada or Fort Collins or, you know, wherever, and I live here.
Yeah.
And that's just tough, man, because not even just like wanting to see each other, but what you said, Jared, that really hit the nail on the head is if you want to just grab coffee or go to church or go to the store
You're
together,
right there, right?
10 minutes away. That is so much better than being like, well, I have to go to, you know, Broomfield today and figure out how to get there and deal with the traffic. I remember when I had a girlfriend who lived in a completely different city, and just going to see her was like the worst thing ever because I had to go plan an extra 55 minutes just to get there. And you don't want to dread going to see your significant other. Like,
you don't.
I dreaded the drive and going to see her and planning the rest of my day out.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Well, and that's the thing, though, is I'm kind of on the opposite spectrum because, like, I made my way through the 80124 and I don't like them. Like,
so now
I
she's going to Chicago.
No, I just, well, my bros are in different area codes now. So that's that. But I think when you just stick to the one area code, you get a lot of the same person and it gets meh. Like, didn't I just date
it
you,
does.
Tom? Like,
it
you
does.
Know, so it's like the same type of person, the same type of things you're going through. I like venturing out because I think that you're getting a different spice of life, right? Like, if Tom doesn't work for you, well, what's up, Jose? You know, like,
right.
That's kind of the way
but
I
also,
look at it.
But also, that could just
is
be a short-term thing, not a long-term thing. Like, short-term, like, oh, I'll have Jose for the weekend or, you know.
Mr.
Like,
right now.
Yeah, see, that's what yeah. I'm thinking of you. Because yeah. different area codes literally for you right now,
yeah.
that's not.
Chicago, Chicago.
I mean, I'm going out there.
Nick Nack lived an hour away, essentially, when we started dating. It was a long haul all the way up Wadsworth for about an hour to go see her.
Yeah.
And we made that work for, I don't even remember, maybe a year, year and a half. Then I was like, you got to move down to Little Fun.
See,
yeah.
but that you.
But she moved.
Yeah.
I really was pretty smitten, obviously, 20-some years later. But we made it work. Yeah, I wasn't within my area code, but... I quickly made her become part of my area code.
Yeah, right. You like you're
See, that's the goal.
She loved me.
That's the goal. Like you gotta have that conversation pretty early on. I think. I mean, a year and a half. That's pretty wild for you. I mean,
it's a long time.
But I think you know, especially for you, Katie, like dating someone literally outside of your area code. Do you want to have that conversation at some point where it's like,
hey, listen, let
Who's
her get to Chicago
move?
First.
I know.
What's
let's
the end
just
goal?
Do this.
Let's get through one
thing,
thing
at
first.
A time.
See,
but my
missed
thing
you
is,
right now.
Again, I have a lot of different caveats just because I, you know, my well, you guys can agree. Like our schedules are weird. It's hard for me to talk to somebody right now because, like, most people want to start a conversation at 7:30 at night, and it's like, good night.
Seriously,
I can't.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to
so
get that
like,
early bird special.
Yeah, so that's kind of like with me having someone who's a couple hours ahead. That actually works because then I'm talking
True.
To them a little later in their mind. And so, you know what
That's
I
good.
Mean? Like, there's a lot of things you have to consider with my situation.
So I got to date somebody on the East Coast.
Especially waxing. so off the air, we've been hearing about how Katie is prepping for her trip to Chicago this weekend, and
she's doing everything.
There's a lot of prep going on.
I haven't eaten any carbs in 3 weeks.
You're like you're
crazy.
Withering away.
Am I?
You're
oh
so
God,
slim
I'm
right
so
now.
Skinny.
You look amazing.
Turn to the side. We can't even see you, Katie.
But I learned way too much about Katie Cat when she was like, guys, good morning, happy Monday. It's good to see you. Listen, first things first, I gotta go get waxed.
I've never been waxed. I've never done this.
What are you waxing?
And what is happening?
Are
yeah.
you waxing?
I don't know.
Like everything?
I don't know how it works.
Have you ever been waxed before?
Never been waxed.
Well, what'd you
before?
Sign up for?
No, I don't know. I just went in and like the wax. Well, it's just a wax session. I think you get to go in and tell them what you want. I just designated
a
time, right?
So
I could
like,
go in.
Pits,
I know.
Pit
like I don't know what I need, so I just designated a time.
I have a hunch you're gonna need. Everything.
She's gonna come back tomorrow. And be like it was a 2-hour session.
Know. You know what?
I don't know.
You've been
what
losing
happened.
A lot of weight today. You're gonna lose about 10 pounds in hair.
That's gross. I'm not that hairy. Gee.
Like, are you? No. Are you?
Okay.
Are you familiar with the? We could say the Brazilian.
Yeah.
You familiar with that?
Okay.
That's
I've
like
actually.
Every,
I got a little crash
everything.
Course
everything?
On that from Josh because I didn't know. I was. I don't
like,
know, even know what
that
means.
All your bits and pieces.
Yeah. Like I don't know what I'm gonna get yet because I don't know what's recommended from the waxy lady. Is that what I
call one is
her?
Recommended?
Do I call her that?
Don't
the waxy
walk in
lady?
And go. Are you my waxy
are you
lady?
My waxy
don't do
lady.
That.
Are you
don't
her?
Do that.
As a matter of fact, I am.
So
it's gonna be a guy named John.
Yeah. My name's John.
So that, I'm a little intimidated, I'm not going to lie, because it's something I've never done.
It's not that bad.
And you got to lay on your back and hold your leg.
No, hey, well,
I
let me
no
tell
idea.
You.
I have no idea.
Let me
is
tell
that
you.
What I
you've
to
done
do?
It?
Oh, no!
I did it one time.
Okay,
like
you
everything?
Know that you're an expert.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
What? You so, did?
It's a long,
oh
long story.
God,
whole
I've
different
never
story.
Heard this
Do
before.
They hold your leg
well,
back?
Well, I don't just go telling people this, except for when I'm on the radio, I guess. Nah, so we did it. I had a joint effort with some...
Your brother?
Was, no.
Oh.
It was more of a funny friend thing in college. But anyway, the thing I noticed about it is, and maybe it's just because I'm
did
a guy...
Did you do it to each other?
No. Oh. We all went and got it. It
okay.
was. It's a,
I have questions.
Okay. It's essentially a whole thing. I lost a bet, had to go do this. Anyway, so, but I don't know if it's just because I'm a guy, but when you are getting a Brazilian, you don't lay on your back for some of it. They kind of make you assume the position, because the angles are very...
Like spoon. Are you a little spoon?
You're kind of...
You lay on your stomach?
Hunch, not, you're not laying.
Oh, you're like mooning the sky.
Kind of like... Think about, I don't know how to explain this. Oh my goodness.
We have to do traffic.
Yeah. You're kind of bent in a... position.
Okay.
And it's very, you're just, I mean, they, you are so naked and so
vulnerable. Gosh, it sounds very
vulnerable.
I may have to cancel this appointment.
Then they put some hot wax there
like
and you're
it.
Just like, oh. And then
I'm
they go
back
one,
for
two,
this.
Three. And yeah, on two. They always do it on two.
But I that's probably don't want to do this at home, right? I should go get
no,
this
get
professionally
it professionally
done.
Don't do it at home.
No,
you
that's
don't.
Not
you can't
a home
see.
Wax
I don't think.
Kit type thing.
You live alone. I don't know how that would.
Katie, you can't see what they do.
You can't, not even with a mirror.
No.
I'm just very.
No.
I don't know if I want to do this with someone else.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I was a guy. Right. It was horrible.
Right. That was like horrible. Six or seven strips coming off.
Yeah. Oh! Hour and a half.
Sorry, sir. There's still
but
more.
Probably. Fairly refreshing, I would think.
Yeah, it had to feel good. Come on.
Fresh.
Come
smooth
on.
As a baby's bottom is very real. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
And
they
you
do
loved it?
I don't think I'd ever do it again.
Okay.
Huh.
So you didn't love it?
No, I didn't love it.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I mean, no.
I don't know if I want to do this.
Do it, because I want to hear
I think
about
it's
it.
Different no. from a woman. No, but I think it is different it. From, like, you might feel really nice and refreshed. I did it on a lost bet at like 19 years old. It was not.
Okay.
And I guarantee you his buddy did it. He didn't go.
No.
It was on a dining room table in somebody's frat house.
It was not.
Pull it, bro. Pull it.
I promise.
1, 2, 3, go.
No.
No, I guarantee you.
Oh, gosh.
All right. All his buddies held him down and waxed him like crazy. So.
That was so clean, though.
He's German, so he's hairy.
Great Lord. So we talked about Katie heading out this weekend to go see this guy that she's smitten for in Chicago. So I'm excited for Monday, next Monday.
Yeah.
When you get back, and I want to hear all about it, because I know you're hoping to break that 22 months dry spell. So
yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
I mean, I better.
She's getting things waxed. She's getting her toes done. Off the air, she was telling us that she has been putting the same toenail polish on all summer.
Just layers and layers. I'm like, let's fix it.
Wait,
that.
You haven't even taken it off?
No, if it chips, she just puts the same blue on.
Zoe made that same face at me, Josh.
You have four-inch thick toenails.
I know, right?
Yeah, and it's funny because
I'm going to be in there with a grinder.
Why is that gross to me? Why is that grossing me out?
Something else that I haven't done in a lot. Like, I have not gotten a pedicure or manicure in like 3 or 4 years. It has been a long time. And so I asked Zoe, who gets these things done quite, you know,
like bi-monthly.
I asked her, I was like, what do I need to do as far as prep? What do I need to do to my feet for the feet people? Like,
tell
me what
them
I.
First.
That's what she said. She's like, just wash your feet, Mom. Your feet don't smell like you have disgusting, nasty, stinky
Looks
feet.
It's like
or
an
anything.
Oil slick in the bathroom.
But I told her about the nail polish and she was like, okay, maybe you want to take that off. So I tried to take some nail polish remover.
She's doing the grinder.
I was in there for like 10 minutes. Like, how long do I have to actually get this nail polish off? It was a lot. So I probably won't do that next summer, but it made sense
a paint
to me.
Thinner.
It totally made sense this summer. It made sense. I was like, let's just keep adding to it.
I'm glad you're doing
nice
this because you're starting to take
paint.
Care of yourself.
I know. Yeah.
Let me ask you, if you end up marrying this dude, how about this story out this morning? 61% of Americans say that they would consider a brand sponsoring their wedding. To cover a lot of the costs.
Yeah. Oh.
So, like, what if you got it sponsored and they covered, like, 20 grand towards a $30,000 wedding? Would you do that?
Yeah.
I would be raising my hand saying, hell's yeah.
I know.
Wedding is brought to you by Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
All day long.
I already know. It's brought to you by Safeway. Enjoy their fried chicken for the reception.
Perfect.
That's it. I got this.
Josh's wedding could be Lululemon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
Hello. Let's get some of that.
Polo.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What else?
Shoe lifts.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Oh, you jerk.
Jordans could sponsor.
I was thinking just shoes.
Wedding.
I was like, yeah, shoes.
Shoe lifts. This wedding is brought to you by shoe lifts.
High heels.
Well, if you could do yours over, who would sponsor your wedding?
Hot topic for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have a total goth wedding.
He-Man. Brought to you by
Mattel. Yes. Traeger.
Okay.
I'd have a Traeger wedding.
There you go.
I would have... Ford. I'd have Ford do it.
I was going to say Corvette. Yeah.
I'm all for
this. Chevy.
I think people would have bigger weddings with more people if they got them sponsored.
Why not?
Like, if someone else is paying for it, invite the whole neighborhood.
Now, you can divvy off and do two, you know, different things. Like, maybe you have a brand-inspired cocktail that's helping
you.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, like Grey Goose. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. You could have logos at the reception tables. Different signage, you know, with the logos, maybe on the invites when you send them out.
Or your hashtag for your wedding could be constructed with your brand.
A mascot, say you're sponsored by the Broncos, you get that goofy
Miles.
Horse there.
Miles.
Running around at
can
your
Rocky
wedding.
Can Rocky come to my wedding?
He
is
could
that
be the,
an
the
option?
Priest.
Oh my gosh, get front. Married by Rocky?
He would just point and you nod, and you point and you nod. Would you be willing to mention the brand in your wedding vows?
Oh, yeah.
I love you too.
Like I love Safeway's fried chicken. I already got it.
Marriage is going to be as clean as zero res for you, Jared.
Hey, yeah, hey. I'm going to stuff you like a bear at Build-A-Bear.
Oh,
did I say that out loud?
Maybe.
Honeymoon.
Keep that one to
brought
yourself.
Brought to you by Build-A-Bear. I like it. I would totally do all that. Okay, now speaking of money, let's talk about kids selling things. I dealt with this weekend. Let me read you this email first that came in from Brian. Guys, love the show. Here's my deal. Wife and I had a little ethical standoff at Sam's Club, of all places. There was a Boy Scout outside selling popcorn. Wife says, oh, they got me last time. It was $25 for whatever she ordered. $25 for popcorn, he said. Just regular popcorn, not in a gold-plated tin or nothing, he said. He goes on to say, I'm all for supporting kids, but come on. I don't even eat popcorn. I told her if it were me, I would just tell the kid I already bought some. She said that's heartless and that I should be happy to help him reach his goal. So tell me, guys, am I a monster for not wanting to drop $25 on something I don't even like? He goes on to say, I swear, people will buy anything from a kid. You slap a Cub Scout uniform or a fundraiser sticker on it, and suddenly we're all throwing cash like it's charity season. Do we actually care about the cause, or are we just trying to avoid feeling like the Grinch in front of a 10-year-old with braces? Curious where everyone else lands on this. When kids are selling something, do you always buy it no matter what, or do you have limits? That's Brian from Aurora. As always, phone lines are wide open, too, if you want to sound off on this. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If a kid is selling something, do you automatically buy it? Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is my son had a craft fair again this weekend, so we went to a school and set up in the gym. He had his table of all of his 3D printed items that he's been working on for the past couple months. Really nice looking table. Worked very hard. And by the end of the day on Saturday, little man had walked away with like $400.
Dude!
Not too shabby, right?
That is
insane. Are you kidding? For him, that's insane. Like walking away with cash of $400.
14-year-old, is that how old he is? Yeah, for 14-year-old.
I would feel like a huge shot, man. Not even just a big shot.
He felt so good. The amount of times I've watched him count his money this weekend is pretty solid. Now, this is on the heels of a previous craft fair where he walked away with about $350.
Jeez. No way.
So he's doing really good selling all this 3D printed crap. So much so, I'm like, maybe I'll set up a booth next to him.
Yeah, totally.
If you're making $400 a week.
How long is he set up at the craft fair, I'm wondering?
It was an all-day thing. I mean, he was there from like 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. to 3, so not that
six
many hours.
Hours. So
6 hours.
He's making like $75 an hour.
So the thing I noticed, because he was selling the most out of many of the booths that were there, you know, he had his fun little Hawaiian shirt on. He had his sales tactics and his little smile. And he's a kid selling this stuff. And people were having a hard time walking away.
Yeah.
Because he's
a
kid.
Yeah.
Like multiple people that we know. Like, came over and were like, you don't need to buy anything. They're like, I'm buying something. He's worked really hard. He's a kid. So I guess, is this a thing? Did Zoe ever sell anything?
Well, again, Zoe, she didn't necessarily go out the entrepreneurial way, like where she's making her own thing and selling it. But she was part of a lot of fundraisers for school. Like, she was in basketball. We had Girl Scouts. I mean, the Boy Scouts popcorn, while the Girl Scouts have their cookies. And I always felt like, you know, I'm giving the Girl Scouts money to help them with their cause because I was a Girl Scout. So was Zoe. And I'm just really, I'm a firm believer in what they do. So I'm giving them money and then I get something in return, which is just amazing. So that's always the way I've looked at the Boy Scouts, the same way. I don't love your popcorn, but I'm giving you money to help with your cause and you're giving me this back as a thank you. So it's like,
the worst popcorn,
I know
though.
It's not the best popcorn,
God,
but
it's so bad.
Again, it's not necessarily the popcorn you're buying. You're giving them money to help with their cause. Like they help shape the minds of young kids. So
I know.
In that regard, I will totally blindly give them money, just being like, I'm so happy. Well, that makes me feel good.
You're just like Nicole.
That makes me feel good.
What if it's a male-female thing?
But that's
thing. That's what I was going to say. It's kind of the same thing. Like the Girl Scouts, for me, a lot of their cookies are not good.
There's
a few that are okay.
I love the Girl Scout cookies.
Like the Samoas and the Thin Mints, that's about the only ones that are actually like edible.
I will lie to those kids. I will lie right to their face. I will look them in the eye outside the grocery store.
Yeah.
And be like, I've already bought 4 boxes. I'm
and they
sorry.
Go, thank you.
And I haven't bought 1 box.
You
I lie to children's faces.
And you seem very heartless right now. Like I don't want to be that. I don't want to go.
That's a lesson in life, too.
Yeah, it is.
Not everybody's
going
to buy
life.
Your product. A lot of people are going to lie to you.
You're helping them out.
I
you know
smile.
What?
I go, I've already bought 6 boxes.
Yeah.
Ding.
And that's the thing. Is there
get
a lot
out of
that?
Way.
I'm sure that they have to deal with that as well. But I know that for me, I know I can control what I do, and so I try and show them some
You're
love every time I see them. But when it comes to individual kids selling their stuff, I don't know if I'd feel that same. Oh, this is going to a good cause. Like
what Reed's doing.
Yeah, like that. That's where I think it's
this
a little different for me. Yeah, this is a business, so I think that. Like, because I'm just thinking about the kids who are selling lemonade on the side of the road. Miss me with that. I will walk right by. Like,
if anyone wants to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. But you are helping someone like my son who is learning about business.
No, totally. Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying is like... that I wouldn't feel obligated, though, because I don't know that. Maybe if he had something set up and he's like, this is what it's teaching me. This is what I'm learning with my business. You know what
so
I mean?
So he does that. So he came up with a whole poster board on how 3D printers work. And he's got a diagram. Everything's labeled. Like, and he puts it at the front of his booth. And that was like hooking people because they'd walk over and look at him. And be like, how did you make all this stuff? And they'd read his thing. And they're like, wow, I'm really impressed. Here's $20.
See,
take
that's
my money
smart.
Now.
I would be suckered in to give Reed money like that. So that I think that that is the part there that would make me want to help him is, well, you're putting in all this work. You're showing me how it gets done. You know, like there's just a lot more involved, I feel like. And you're not just taking your money and going and buying
you're
the latest
like
toy or whatever, right?
You're like my wife, though. Yeah. You'll hand money to kids like crazy. Anyway.
Well, they're going
to
do good things with
it,
right?
He's been so good. Like, Nicole has handed him money. She's like, hey, make me this and this and this. And then I'm like, why are we paying him?
Yeah. He has his own money now.
Yeah, like, he needs to, you know, chip in around the house and give us this stuff. I mean, we don't need to be paying him. Here's Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you buy things from children just because they're children?
No. It depends on what they're selling. I have kids coming to my door all the time. But, like, if it's a cheerleader, because I was in cheerleading my whole life, yes, I would, because I want them to get everything they need. But, or if it was Girl Scout cookies, I do those because I like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, but if I went to, a place where his son was selling stuff, it depends on what it was. If I think they worked hard on it, I'm going to buy it.
Like a crafter.
Because I'm like, good job.
What if what if my son was making switchblades?
I love switchblades, so yes, I would.
There we go.
All right, good.
Look at that.
A fan right there in Tina.
Tina, I got to ask you, do you remember any of your cheers from cheerleading?
Not really. Well, I have a brain aneurysm. I was just run over by a drunk driver, so I have a memory problem right now.
Well, then I don't want you to try to remember those. Yeah, I want you to go heal, Tina.
Yes, absolutely.
That son of a, you know what? Well,
yeah, he is. He didn't get caught either.
Well, we got the feels for you. We appreciate you listening and calling in. You're a sweetheart. Have a good day.
Yes, thank you. You as well.
Thank you, Tina.
Bye, Tina. Oh,
thoughts and prayers to Tina. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Debbie. So are you team buy anything from children?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you're my people.
Hey.
Oh, did you? And then she hung up.
And I'm not buying your stuff either. Boom.
Piss my butt. I'm out of here. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Hi, Claire. So what are your thoughts on buying things from kids?
Well, I usually do buy some stuff, but sometimes I walk right by. But I wanted to tell you guys that this is Drew's mom. Oh. And he had a lemonade stand once, and people just gave him like $20 for a Gatorade.
Oh. Josh gave a kid $100 at a lemonade stand once.
Yeah,
I did.
$100.
Most expensive lemonade I've ever bought.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think it's just one of those things.
He made the sign, and he set everything up, and he was sitting out there. I was sitting back a little bit.
I don't like that.
I don't like it. Down.
No.
Because then kids think that people are just going to hand you money throughout life.
No, because they worked hard for it. They
made Drew put the
they
work
set up
in.
The stand. No, the girls that I saw, they set up the stand. They made the
How
lemonade.
You know?
Drew set up the
How
stand. Drew
know?
Made the sign.
Claire, did you make the sign and set up the table?
No, Drew did it.
I feel like
there
you're
you
lying.
Go.
He did all this stuff.
I feel like you're lying.
No, he really made the sign. He did everything. He carried everything out there. I was like, if you're going to do this,
it's all you, Drew.
Yeah.
Good job on you,
all right.
though.
It's still awkward to me, though, just to walk up and hand a kid money and walk away.
Well, I got them drinks.
Yeah, the guy still took the drink, too, but, you know.
I'll tell you the best part.
They liked that he was out there.
Yeah.
The best part of my son making all this money with his 3D printing is it's led to some really good conversations about, like, the breakdown of money. Like, now we have to take this amount. And here's a real life lesson where you got to put this much into savings and say you have this much taken out for taxes and this would go to like your car insurance. Like it's been eye opening that he doesn't walk away with the whole $400.
Yeah.
Know?
It's really sad. Like, that's the depressing part.
Like, buddy, this is real life. You're going to end up with like $100 left. Here. You know?
We're so happy. Right. Now let me bring you down.
Yeah. And then I'm going to take that for living under
exactly
my roof.
Exactly.
So.
Right. Dad tax.
Dad tax. Thank you, Claire. And thank you to Drew. We love you guys. Thank you to everybody sounding off and writing in today. And no, I'm not going to have him 3D print stuff for you. I've had a few messages come in already.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to do his own marketing.
Put him to work.
I'm not doing his marketing for him.